The one-day, two-state visit concluded with a prayer meeting with some 4,000 young people in the town of Penabili on the eastern side of the Italian Apennines. There, before the diocesan cathedral, Pope Benedict told the young people that they are the hope of the region.
Cari giovani, sono molto contento di essere oggi in mezzo a voi e con voi.
One young man greeted the Pope by putting a question to him, asking Pope Benedict how young people today can escape from the vicious circle that is the pursuit of personal pleasure.
Che cosa sono io? Perché cosa devo vivere?
Pope Benedict replied that human experience is a reality that binds us together, but it can be given different levels of meaning. This is where you decide how to direct your lives and choose who to entrust it to, who to entrust yourselves to, he said. The Holy Father urged the young people not to be afraid to face difficult situations, moments of crisis, life's trials, but always remember that the Lord is with them. And he appealed to the young people not to allow scientific data and technological tools to substitute the world of life and the richness of relationships of friendship and love, but rather to allow themselves be illuminated by the mystery of Christ. Earlier in the day, Pope Benedict had visited the Republic of San Marino, which claims to be the oldest surviving sovereign state and constitutional republic in the world. Alongside Vatican City-State and the Principality of Monaco, it is also one of Europe's smallest states, covering just 61 square kilometres.
Anche nella Repubblica di San Marino, l'attuale situazione di crisi.
There, in the historic San Marino fortress that rises from Mount Titan, Pope Benedict asked local authorities to give greater support and recognition to families. He warned against attempts to undermine the fundamental value of the institution of the family, which he says marginalizes young generations in society's weakest. The family alone, he told authorities, can nurture mature and responsible people with deep and perennial values. The Holy Father also encouraged the San Marino community in the current economic crisis, expressing his concern for those workers who have seen their labour rights undermined by the precarious nature of today's jobs market.
Cari fratelli, sorelle.
Earlier at midday, in comments before the Angelus prayer, Pope Benedict had appealed to governments and people of goodwill to welcome and respect the dignity of refugees.
Domani ricorre la giornata mondiale del rifugiato.
On the eve of the United Nations-sponsored World Day for Refugees, the Pope urged the international community to guarantee dignified living conditions to refugees until they can safely and freely return to their homeland. His appeal came at the end of Mass to celebrate the solemnity of Trinity Sunday, which the Pope described in off-the-cuff remarks during his homily as God's feast day.
Dio e Figlio Spirito Santo, festa di Dio.
25,000 people had gathered in the small sports stadium of Serravalle at the foot of the towering rock home to the San Marino fortress to greet Pope Benedict. Once again, the family and young people had a special mention in the Holy Father's homily. The Pope spoke of the many families in crisis, a crisis, he said, that was compounded by the widespread psychological and spiritual fragility of spouses, as well as the fatigue experienced by many educators in their attempts to ensure continuity in the formation of young people.
Oggi la vostra missione si trova.
Pope Benedict recalled the ancient Christian roots of the people of San Marino and said that today their mission is to deal with profound and rapid cultural, social, economic and political transformations, which he said have determined new reference points and changed attitudes. Pope Benedict also said the temptation has crept in to believe that the wealth of man is not his faith, but his personal and social power. And to this end, the Pope concluded with a call to the faithful of the diocese to be like leaven in society, showing in both Montefeltro and San Marino that you are present, proactive and consistent Christians.
Grazie.
I'm Emer McCarthy.